Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. It's Thursday again, and here we are. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trance channel, which means his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who is most appropriate for today's callers and listeners will come through. That's you, okay? You who are calling in with questions and you who are listening, you are the ones who whose energy indicates who comes through. It's over 100 so far, and we get no advance notice, so it's a wonderful, delightful surprise. We will take questions in the order of call-in. And if you've asked a question on a previous show and gotten an answer, please refrain from asking it again. And the numbers to call, if you're on listen only and would like to ask a question, we would love to have your questions. We've had some really interesting questions and responses in the last few weeks. The toll-free call-in number is 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. Occasionally, you'll get a busy signal there. So then the alternate number to call is 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. And so if we're ready, here we go.
Hello, dear ones.
Hello and welcome.
This is Lou.
Moo?
Yes, L-U.
Lou.
Yes.
All right, Lou. Welcome.
Thank you.
Would you take a moment to give a bit of who you are, your focus, your purpose, for people who are unfamiliar with you?
My last lifetime was as a Persian. I am a healer. And I am the primary one to help the host with his healing work.
Oh, how interesting.
Thank you.
All right. Yes, he's very good. So you're the one who helps him the most.
Yes.
Oh, that's lovely. Lou, thank you. All right. Your last life was as a Persian.
Yes.
So this was probably some time ago, since Persia has changed into different countries and
yes,
different areas. Do you have an approximate time frame for when you were here?
Oh, about 1650 BC.
Okay. Okay, great. Were you involved in, was there a temple at the time? Were you involved in that work or... I personally am unfamiliar with that period in history.
Yes, there was a temple, and I was priest.
A priest?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. Good. Well, since you have a healing and spiritual focus area, can you tell us a bit about what's going on to bring the Vatican forward into its appropriate existence or non-existence in the future at this time? What's happening?
What's happening is that expression, which when it was born, had a purpose and was useful, is no longer. So it is time for that institution to go away. So, and this Pope has the non-enviable job of accomplishing that.
Oh, non-enviable is right. Oh, my goodness. Huge, huge job. And it's my understanding that he's doing a really...
And pretty much a thankless one.
Thankless. And he's doing a wonderful job, is my understanding. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Wonderful. Do you have a time frame as to how long it will take for this total change to take place?
Roughly a decade.
A decade. Okay. Okay. So all of the Catholic churches and buildings and so forth around the world, all of this will be changed, different usages, or go away, or...
The goal is to make them useful to humanity.
Okay. So they could be places of sanctuary or shelters of some kind, or...
Many different possibilities in that arena, yes.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. All right. Is he coming up against a lot of opposition in order to accomplish his goal, or is it going fairly smoothly?
Most of the opposition has already been faced. At this point, it is going pretty smooth.
Nice. Nice. Okay. And what will happen to the riches and the treasures underneath the Vatican, the vast wealth?
To be employed for humanity.
And parceled out as appropriate?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Will the Vatican remain as a state by itself, or will it be absorbed into the city of Rome or some other solution?
The intent is that it remains as a state unto itself.
Okay. Okay. Very good. All right. Since we're talking about somewhat spiritual matters, sometimes religious, which is not such high vibration, but can you address and provide any information for our listeners about how the Muslim religion will come into a greater support of humanity and positive vibrations?
There will be a rebirth of that religion.
A rebirth, okay.
Yes. But let me say this about religions in general. Humanity is at a place now where they need things to help them with their spirituality. And religion has been outgrown, shall we say.
Yes. Yes, I would totally agree. Now, I read an article recently that came to me in email about that the Christian religion, or some precursors to the Christian religion, actually created Islam, and Islam became as a reaction to fight back against something that was happening based in Christianity. Is there any truth to that?
The truth, you have to dig deeper for the truth than that.
Okay. Can we do that?
I don't think it serves, dear.
Okay. All right. So the various Protestant sects will all turn to more spiritual focus. Is that correct?
There will be possibilities for humanity to be helped in their search to extend and enrich their spirituality. But those vehicles will be different than the religions that you have today.
So that entire arena is changing, is what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
Humanity, as a collective, is increasing its vibration. That means that things that served it before won't serve it now.
Yes.
That's all.
Okay.
It's just that simple.
So these will gradually dissipate one way or another. Is that correct?
Gradually. Well, I, from some point of view, I'm sure you could say gradually, but I think you would find that most of humanity would think it's very quick.
Okay. Okay. Certainly over a period of a few years, if not shorter, right?
Yeah, more towards the latter there.
Okay. All right. Well, that's very good because more and more people, as I see it, more and more people are waking up and becoming more aware of consciousness and spirituality and a higher vibration.
Yes.
Do you see this continuing around the planet each day, each week?
Each second.
Each second. Oh, I like that. I like that very much. Hey. Okay. Can you address if the ones we call Illuminati or Cabal or Dark Hats or whatever are going to be successful in any further what we call false flag events?
Their time is over, dear. So they may have small successes here and there, but they're going to be small and fewer and fewer.
Okay, nothing of any major size.
Correct.
Okay, good, good.
Well, they will think so, but.
But they have a different perspective and a different agenda.
Yes.
Yes, okay. We've been watching the Olympics every evening, and I'm very appreciative of how smoothly, at least on television, they appear to be going. Considering the potential for chaos, the potential for financial issues with what has been going on in Brazil the last few months, and the people that were displaced from their homes in order to build some of the venues, all kinds of changes that had to take place, and the challenges of organizing this kind of event. Can you speak
to... Are you saying the obvious, that there has been some help?
I think there's been some major help, right?
There has been extremely major help.
Extremely.
Yes.
Because it appears just, you know, everything's just fine, okay, on television. Those of us who are not there, present. And the thousands of people and athletes that have to be moved around and the transportation issues and getting the people into the venues on time and, oh my goodness, and having the water in the swimming pools be clear and clean. It is just a major, major accomplishment.
It is a major accomplishment.
We were told that the Agarthans had been quite helpful in bringing this success about. Is that true?
Yes, they're very much the ones responsible for the miracles.
And it really does look like a miracle when I look at the amount of organization it takes and how smoothly it looks like it's running. Just to the simple things like the name cards pinned to the athletes' clothing and the little stickers for the lane assignments and all of this stuff that has to be created and organized. It's huge.
It is indeed.
Well, we're certainly very grateful for how well it is going for everybody.
And again, thank the Agarthans.
Very, very grateful. All right. Can you tell us the any ongoing news about the status of the U.S. corporation, the change to new governments, anything that's news in the last week or so?
Most of it is still behind the scenes.
Yes.
It's not in public view, but it is going very well.
And I presume they're getting closer to announcement time?
Yes, they are.
Is it true that the emergency broadcast system will be the telling event as to everybody being told what's actually happened?
I think you mean what's actually happening.
Happening, yes, okay.
Yes, it will definitely be employed, and it will be, as you would expect it to be, a significant news coming through.
Absolutely. I have told people for some time to not believe any of the email information, that certainly anything that doesn't resonate with them, until they hear it on the emergency broadcasting system. It's not necessarily the truth, right?
Correct.
Okay, good. And will that take place before the so-called November election that will not take place?
The non-election?
The non-election, right.
Yes, yes it will.
Yes. Because people have to know there's not going to be an election at some point. The public has to know.
They will, yes.
Okay. Okay.
Trump will eventually have to give up his play toy.
Yes, and he does know that, does he not?
He does.
He has just been having the fun time of his life, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And there's more and more information coming out more openly about Hillary's health issues, which I'm very glad these are being exposed.
Why?
Certainly anybody who, in my view, still believes she's the appropriate choice for president needs to have some kind of a wake-up call that says, hey, she's not physically fit, let alone her track record on past actions.
Humanity is coming to a place in time where there will be transparency in everything. And the corruptions that have been the hallmark of the political process, not only in the U.S., but in the world, will no longer be at that point.
Exactly. The people behind the corruption will no longer be present, and the frequency of corruption within humanity will be softened a great deal of that. Correct?
Yes, it will be very difficult to have corruption when everything everybody does is visible.
Exactly. Exactly. Nobody's going to stand for it if they can see it.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Um Let's see, what else is going on in the world?
Let me just take a moment here and and make my plea.
Yes, please.
I would have all of you healers out there be courageous. Be courageous. Have courage. Do what you've come to do. And make no apologies. Just do it. Please.
Beautiful. Yes, I think that's very important. Everybody needs to step up with their gifts.
That's right. Everybody. Not just healers, but everybody.
Everybody. Yes. Good. Okay. Do you see the financial global situation continuing to move forward into an honorable setup?
Yes, it will. And again, transparency will be a major keystone here.
So the BRIC system is more transparent than what we've had? Is that true?
Dear everybody, everywhere, the things they do will be transparent. You won't be able to hide anything.
Okay. And that's because people's consciousness is rising? Or some other factor?
It's a new phase in humanity's evolution.
Beautiful.
Many people will think so. Not all, but many.
Uh-huh. Yes, I'm sure there will be some that don't quite get on track right away. Okay.
But it doesn't matter, because with that transparency, they won't be successful in deception.
What a delight.
Indeed.
Yes. Okay. Let us take a quick break here and give phone numbers again. We are speaking with Lou, a Persian from many years ago, was involved in healing at the major temple in Persia. We're very honored to have him here. For questions to ask, please call a toll-free number, 888-627-6008. And if that number is busy, which happens occasionally, the alternate number is 323-744-4831. Welcome, Cindy.
Hello, dear one.
Hi. And I forgot the person that I'm talking to's name. I apologize. I remember he was a Persian healer.
My name is Lou, L-U.
Hi.
Hello, dear one.
Go ahead, Cindy. You're breaking up. Can you move to a little bit different?
Is this better?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Earlier about our interim government, has it been decided who is going to be the temporary president and vice president, or is that still up in the air?
Your phone is breaking up on us, dear one. So we're only getting maybe every other word.
How's this?
Better, I think.
Okay, I'll just send my questions to Mary for the next conference call. Where I live, I get horrible cell phone service.
Oh, you're good right now. Go ahead.
Go for it.
On an email?
No. Oh, right now.
Do
ask.
It.
Oh, okay. So the temporary vice president and president, has that been determined yet who these people are going to be?
There is new governance coming. It is not necessarily going to look like the same structure you're used to.
Okay. So on a different topic, I'll use the general word that people use, Nisara, or what I'm asking about.
Are you asking if abundance is coming to humanity?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So will any of these monies be given out by the end of 2016?
Yes, dear one.
Oh, cool.
It's right around the corner.
Pardon?
It's right around the corner.
Okay, because I'm going to be getting some money, and I didn't know about how much I should be giving to people that are in financial difficulties. If they're going to be getting their other money, then I would know where to put my philanthropist monies elsewhere. That's why I was asking.
It is coming.
I have a.
It's coming for you all.
What?
It's coming for you all.
Okay. So another question is there an approximate time frame you could give when the off-world war will be completed? That the good guys win?
That is... I have to immerse myself in an unreality to address that, because you know and I know there is no time.
Correct.
So, given that there is no time, it's going to happen very quickly, dear.
Okay. And then I'd like to ask a personal question. I'm moving to France, and part of me feels that my two cats should go with me, but I want what they want to do. I don't know if they should go live with a friend in a different state or if they're supposed to come with me to France. Where would they be happiest?
They don't want to move all that far from where they're at.
Oh. Okay, so then they should go to Oregon and not to France.
Correct.
Would the best person be my friend?
Wait. I'm not going to say they should go there. I'm going to say that's their preference. You can override that, of course.
But I want to give them whatever they want, not what I want. To me, it should be what they want.
They want to stay.
They want to stay. Would they be happy with my friend Richard in the state of Oregon?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Richard said he'd take them, so that's where they're going to go. Well, thank you very much, and I'm glad I could be on the call this week, as last week when I got home from work, I had no water. So, well, thank you very much.
You're entirely welcome, dear one.
Is there anything else you want to tell me, or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Do not underestimate the influence that you have in the world. You underestimated by a factor that's too big to name.
Okay. All right. I love to help let people laugh, and accept them for who they are, and I think that's what I'm supposed to be doing. It feels right to me to get people to laugh.
Yes. Indeed.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Cindy.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, that's good for her to be sure about her cats. We've had a discussion about that. Okay, do you see getting to cats? Do you see us getting the kittens for our cat in the next month or so?
Are you speaking of Bozo and Bingo?
Is that what they're going to be called? I know we're going to have to name them.
You will, but I don't think that will be the names.
Okay. But those are really cute names.
Thank you. Yes, you will.
Within the next month to 6 weeks or so?
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. I know that...
Now that you have your passport, and that's a possibility in the world.
Yes. Yes, thank Merlin for getting me going on that. Okay, yes, we got it. Well, that would be excellent, because several things have to happen in order for us to get those kittens here.
Yes.
Okay. We have found that the delays to what we are scheduled to do and have committed to do have been a bit challenging. I think the host and I have come to more peace and faith and trust that things are moving properly.
If they were easier, they would have sent somebody else, yes?
Oh, you are funny. Well,
yes.
Yes, that's a possibility. I will agree with you. Okay?
Only a possibility. No, it's the truth, my dear.
Okay. But this time of waiting to get going on our projects has put us through a bit of challenge and learning patience, and then faith and trust and calmness. But I have a feeling that those better energies will serve us when things do take place and we can move forward. Is that correct?
That is true.
Okay.
It will serve you.
All right.
And you will be glad when you're out the other side that you took the opportunity to learn those lessons.
Okay. Yes, I'm sure that's true. And I will be delighted to look back with that attitude.
Yes, you will.
When that time comes. Okay. Do you see action before the or by the end of this month for us?
Yes.
Or into September?
I do.
By the end of this month?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, I've certainly taken the opportunity to clean out a lot of file drawers and closets and other things so that we're in better shape than we were. But it is time, I believe, for us to move forward.
Certainly, yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Let's see, what else is going on in the world that would be of value to address for our listeners? Can you address anything of importance from your side for us to understand?
Understand that you are dearly loved, each and every one of you. Dearly loved. If you understand that, all of the anxieties and anxiousness and worry will go away. Because if you really know that you are dearly loved, there can't be any of that.
Yes, I understand that. I see that. Okay. All right.
Good. You have to teach it, dear.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Welcome, Carol.
Hello.
Hello.
Dear.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
So when you speak of being on the other side, does that mean we're going to be totally free of the matrix?
You are indeed.
Great. And I'm in the process of allowing love to come into my body, but I can't. I'm not good enough at it yet to totally relax. Can I ask for your assistance in that regard?
May I ask you to change your language?
Okay, can you help me with that?
I might suggest that you say, I am allowing myself to be good at this.
Okay, I guess I didn't catch myself to know exactly what I did say. So I'm allowing myself to be good at allowing love. Is that better?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. And I don't quite know how to phrase this, but...
Just do it.
Can you help me in that regard in any way so I can get some sleep? I'm suffering from lack of sleep.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah.
Do you know why you're not sleeping?
Because I'm not...
May I do this for you?
Yes.
Because you don't trust that it's happening.
That's true.
So maybe you ought to change that?
And I'm not quite sure how I do that, I guess.
Trust. It's just a choice, dear one. You just choose to trust. Mary, you've been working on that really hard. How do you do that?
Oh, my goodness. How? Okay. Well, I will share something I have been doing that is actually working. I'm a night person, okay? And... so I tend to have my creative time, energy time, be in the evening as opposed to in the morning. The host is a morning person. So we have a little bit of a mismatch there, which is okay. What I've been doing is when I go to bed is I make a conscious choice to turn off my thinking process because we have a lot going on. I have a lot of things that are logistically interesting, challenging as far as priorities go. We have a lot of projects about to break loose. We have a lot of different focus areas. So my mind tends to go zip, zip, zip all the time. And I have to write things down or they're gone. But when I go to bed, I make a conscious choice and talk to myself about turning all that off and telling myself it is time to sleep and that everything is fine, all is well, everything will that needs to be done will wait till tomorrow, and I don't need to process it at night, that I can just turn that off and focus on it's time to sleep. And it's working. I've been doing it now for maybe a few weeks after having months of sleeping problems. And I don't know that I've ever slept consistently well my whole life.
Okay.
So the fact that this is working most nights is really, really good. And it's a conscious effort on my part to just stop thinking about the priorities and the things I have to do tomorrow. And is this going to happen? Is that person going to respond? Is this that, you know, whatever the list. And say, no, now it is time to sleep. And to reinforce that and just, that's what I'm doing. And it is working. Now, Lou, is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely.
See, what I have a tendency to do, I just get into my heart space and breathe into the areas of discomfort and release in that way.
Good.
And I can get to a point where the energy starts getting really smooth, you know, but then it comes back pretty quickly when I stop that process. So it's quite frustrating for me.
Why stop it?
Because I get up, move around, you know, have to, you know, do my daily chores and all that kind of stuff. It seems like I can only do it when I'm lying down and I'm not on my back, where I'm really conscious of all the areas where the pain is. And then when I get up and move around, I kind of lose that consciousness or something like that. Then I'm more focused on just getting done what I have to do.
Appropriate.
Maybe if you can add in what I'm doing when you go to bed,
mm-hmm.
you can actually get some sleep so that in the morning when you do get up and have chores to move around, it will be easier to stay in the focus space of your heart space of being pain-free and so forth. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm just an idea.
Yeah. So I just say to myself, you need to sleep now. I need sleep. Go to sleep.
That it's time to sleep. My intent now is to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I give myself permission to sleep as this is what is appropriate now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That kind of stuff. Positive stuff.
Okay. And how is the black box coming? Is that any closer?
Yes, it is. Have heart.
Great. And that should help me considerably, correct?
I think so.
Good.
It certainly has helped many others from what, you know, we haven't had personal experience with it yet, but the reports certainly are outstanding.
Yeah, I've listened to a couple of calls where I guess these boxes are available, you know, in other places, and it's really been helping people balance out the harmony and the brain, actually.
Yes. Yeah. There's a lot of different forms of energy frequency healing machines, mm-hmm. a lot of different setups, and we're told that this is the best for us to use.
I love that.
Yeah, what's available right now on the mm-hmm. planet, that this is the best. So we're looking forward to it.
So are we talking by the end of the month, possibly?
Not this month, more into September.
Okay. All right. And I have another question. You know, I don't know if you're aware of the Contact newspaper. I read that for years, and they said that there was a hole to the center of the earth in western Kansas. Is that a true statement?
No.
It is not.
No.
And have you heard of the Contact newspaper with Aton and Doris and E.J. Ecker?
I am aware of it.
Yeah. Was that a pretty reliable source of information?
For some things, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I guess that's all my questions. I thank you all very, very much. I do appreciate this call greatly. And namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste, Carol. Thank you. Okay, well, speaking about holes to the center of the Earth, we spoke last week about the North Pole and the South Pole and why pilots are not allowed to fly over the poles. Of course, the North Pole is far more susceptible to that than the South Pole for the potential for planes to fly over. But those, I understand, those would be the major holes, correct?
Correct.
And that there are other much smaller openings elsewhere in the Earth, but not in Western Kansas. Carol is in Kansas, so I think that's one of the reasons she was asking.
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell us about anything as far as the Antarctica bases for the Illuminati or Cabal? Have those been blocked so that they cannot leave the planet, or they're ensconced there?
No, those are almost completely shut down at this point.
Almost completely. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. We're very grateful for the people that have volunteered to take care of that situation and so many other situations on the planet where the ones of the dark have not served humanity. Okay, is there any...
Well, let's talk a minute about how the dark has actually served you.
Okay.
Having this possibility to push against has enabled many of you the opportunity to grow. That's going away, so you will not have that in the future. And I can understand your reasons for rejoicing at that. Yet I need to remind you that an opportunity is going with it.
Oh, that's a very good point, because that's certainly the truth.
Thank you.
Many of us would not have stepped up if we hadn't had the pressure to do so.
Correct. They have served in their own way.
Yes. I get that. Okay. Yes, this has been quite an experiment on the planet between the dark and the light, right?
Yes.
And humanity is winning. Or has won.
Indeed.
Yes. Has won, it just hasn't played out completely yet.
Correct. Probably more correct to say the light has won.
The light, yes, the light has won. Awesome. Very awesome.
The light is, in fact, awesome.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Okay. Is there anything else you would feel is important to share with our listeners at this time that would be of service to them?
Whatever it is you think is lacking in you is actually there. You simply need to acknowledge it.
Okay.
Now wrap yourselves around that one.
Okay. That would be capabilities of all kinds, awarenesses of all kinds.
Yes.
Ability to up one's frequency and incidents, opportunities.
Yes.
When offered a choice of two paths, to take the higher path, be aware of which one is the higher path.
And if you're not aware, ask to be shown, and you will be.
Yes. Yes. That wonderful statement of ask and you shall receive is so awesome. And I think a lot of people, including myself, we forget to ask when we need something. We need clarity. We need information. We need direction. We sometimes forget to ask, right? We need to ask.
Yes, you do. And if you get that one, yay for you.
Yes, I've seen miracles happen when we just stop and ask.
Indeed, indeed.
Yes, okay. I have the sense that each one of us is always being watched out for. Somebody's always available to help if we ask. But nobody's ever abandoned or left alone.
Not possible.
No matter how they feel at the moment.
Or how it looks.
Or how it looks, yes. Okay. 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 Beautiful. Okay.
Yes.
So I watched our cat pay attention to the ceiling yesterday or this morning. I don't remember exactly when. Did he see something that he could see that we couldn't see?
He could see spirits that you didn't see.
Spirits.
He does all the time.
Well,
most cats do. Some pay attention and others don't.
Yes. Okay. He's very aware, is he not?
He is indeed.
Uh-huh. Okay.
How could he not be aware? He's supposed to be your captain, right?
He
Isn't
is
that
our
what
captain.
You told him?
He's captain of the team here. And about to get reinforcements.
Indeed. Indeed, indeed.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be a kind of a wild time, is it not?
It will be, yes. You will have to remember that you wanted this.
Yes, and I think he will also have to recall that he asked for it, right?
Him most of all.
Oh, he's going to have two very smart, aware kittens to basically raise, teach.
Mentor.
And mentor, yes?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, we're all looking forward to that with just a hair of trepidation, but not really.
I am glad you are looking forward to it. It is going to be quite an adventure.
I've made it very clear in my outline for the kind of personal assistant I want that the person must be not allergic to cats because cats will be present all the time.
True.
True, yes. Okay. We can't have anybody with a cat allergy unless they're willing to heal that.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Do you see that personal assistant coming to us fairly easily?
Coming somewhat easily.
Somewhat easily. Okay. And we're focused in the San Francisco area. Is that the correct focus?
Yes, indeed it is.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful. Well, I'm looking forward to that, and I am trusting that it will be somebody who can really be of support to us and not go crazy working with us.
They will be fine.
Okay, good.
You will be fine.
Good, good. Okay. Well, we very much appreciate your being here, Lou, today. Thank you so very much for
My
all
pleasure, dear.
Your beautiful input.
Namaste.
Namaste.